Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the mostly daily show where I go from one place to another and try to talk about something. Today's topic is it's going to be a pretty easy one. I have a review going up. It might actually be up right now as I think about this. For the Vidya game, Wilmot Works It Out. It came out in, I think, late October on PC last year. And they just launched on Switch. And I have had a delightful time with this video game. Hang on, just some classic asshole drivers. All right, Wilmot Works It Out. It's a very simple, cute game. I am almost ashamed to call it a cozy game, but it is. It's one of those. You basically play as a little expressive box named Wilmot. From if you have played Wilmot's Warehouse, it's the same guy. It's the sequel to Wilmot's Warehouse, and you have joined a jigsaw puzzle club, and every couple minutes a new jigsaw puzzle arrives at your house, and you open it up and you solve it. And it's cute, it's charming, it's kind of it's a very chill time. Like you kind of get into the good flow state of solving jigsaw puzzles, and none of the puzzles. I mean, I think the biggest ones I've seen are, they must be like 25 pieces, maybe like a 5x5 jigsaw puzzle, and it's pretty quick and breezy to kind of solve them, but it's just enough to feel challenging and fun. The art is beautiful. The music is probably one of my favorite soundtracks I've heard this year. Like, it's just this delightful background electro jazz that is just very calming, and it kind of all fits together. And the art on the puzzles, like the thing that you're solving, it's really good. It reminds me of I feel like there's been this turn in modern jigsaw puzzles. I mean, let me know if you know the current jigsaw puzzle meta. But there's been this turn to be more like digital vector style graphics. It's very graphic designy. I feel like we've kind of switched from check out these really cool stock photos of the Statue of Liberty to a bit more difficult pattern-based vector drawings, and the art in this game is very similar. Each one of them is a new type of a new print. Like, there's an astronaut on the moon. There's a bunch of pipes and nuts and bolts, like a hardware drawer, and it's all very the style. I think it's that flat modern style that reminds me a lot of the YouTube channel Kurzgesagt, in a nutshell, which is a good YouTube channel. You should go watch those videos to learn something. And the art is beautiful. It's really fun. The cool thing about the puzzles, I think, and the part that probably makes it a cozy game instead of a possibly frustrating one, is at least, I think I'm about halfway through, maybe three quarters of the way through right now, and the puzzle pieces, you don't rotate the pieces. They all arrive in the proper orientation, and they don't have the nubbins that you have on a normal jigsaw puzzle. They're just kind of squarish, and when you have when you connect them, you find the right spot where they go, they kind of automatically snap together. And so the puzzle solving part of it is relatively easy because you don't have that frustration of, oh, is this puzzle piece in the wrong orientation? I'm actually kind of surprised that there's not like a, when you open this box, for some reason this piece is upside down. I kind of wonder if that's something they thought about doing. But I guess like the alternative to that, which is kind of the fun part that I enjoy about this game, is that so you're in this puzzle club, and you will be continually receiving new... Oh, hey, check that out. That's just a turkey with some little turkeys hanging out. Man, New England, huh? you open up the puzzle boxes. A nice mail carrier brings them to your door. And they either knock on the door and slide it to the mail slot, or you can have, like, a quick conversation with them. And then you get the puzzle. You go around in your, not, like, super confined, but definitely not infinite living room. And you open the box. And then it kind of, like, you pick the spot where you're going to open the box. It plunks all the pieces out with this, like, very nice, like, tinkling scale music that goes up. That's very good. It's a very satisfying... Like, I almost want it to be the sound for blind boxes and video games again. It's very cute. I like it a lot. And it plunks them out. And then you can, like, move them around and everything. And kind of the cool part of the like, puzzle dropout bit is that the pieces, you don't have to rotate them. You don't have to snap them together. But also... not all of the pieces are in the box. And I think that's, like, it's a fun little twist. Like, you're not opening a box, and then, sometimes you are, sometimes you're opening a box, and it'll have all the pieces you need to complete that puzzle. But also, sometimes it won't. So now you have this fun, like, oh man, like, there's this piece that doesn't fit with any of the puzzles I have right now, but it probably will fit with the next puzzle or the one after that. So you just have these floating single or couple of pieces, and in the point where I am in the game now, it means that you have, like, I have three puzzles that I'm working on at the same time, and part of navigating the game is that you have to pick up the piece, so you are a square, the puzzle pieces are squares, so you have to pick them up, and then you drive them around the living room that you're in, and it can start to get a little crowded, which is, it's not, like, frustrating or difficult or anything, but it's very funny to have to weave through a maze of puzzle pieces to kind of get this piece to the right puzzle on the other side of the room, which is made even more kind of fun, is that because the puzzles are, they all have distinct art that is, I like the art. It's kind of nice and pretty. And they're all different types of puzzles. I feel like most puzzle types are represented here. But the color palettes on some of them, they end up being very similar. So you have puzzles that share the same blue color. And it looks like they go together, but they sure don't. So there's this little level of, I think I have all the pieces I need to solve this puzzle, and then once you start playing with it, you realize that, oh wait, this one has to sit over here. I thought this was the correct one, and now I have to, like, wait for another puzzle. But it's never, like I said, the puzzles are pretty small, so there's never this amount of, like, frustration about, oh shoot, like, I just spent 20 minutes trying to put this puzzle together. I'd say each puzzle probably takes less than 5 minutes to solve, and you kind of go on your way and kind of move on to the next puzzle, which is fine. Like, I think that is exactly what this game needs to be. It is the most low barrier, just hang out, good times. You end up getting into a weird, like, Tetris effect zen state, because you end up playing it with your keyboard, and you'll play with your keyboard, like, left and right, and then WASD to like rotate the pieces, pick them up, and kind of, like, rotate them around Wilmot's body. So you just kind of, like, you're not even using a mouse. You're just going wild on your keyboard with it. And I think it's a good way of doing it. The last thing that I really liked about the game is, you know, puzzles are good, the music is great, I love the art, and there's kind of two last pieces. The first is there's, like, a conversation that's ongoing with your mail carrier who keeps dropping off the puzzles and is talking about how, like, hey, it's pretty silly that you're in this puzzle club, huh? And it's slight. There's nothing, like, big happening there. But you start to have conversations with the mail carrier about, like, what's going on in her life. And, you know, I think the whole point of this game, it, you know, as a person who has not played Wilmot's Warehouse, is about, like, Wilmot basically taking a break and relaxing and enjoying a calm day doing puzzles after working in his warehouse job. And there's a lot of kind of, like, messaging about relaxation and going on trips and getting ready for a mountain climbing trip. And I think that there's a lot going on there just in the very subtle, like, sentence or two that you'll have in chat with your mail carrier. I think the thing that is fun is that I just keep waiting for, like, the game continues to, like, slowly reveal different, like, new mechanics. So, like, halfway through a conversation the other day, for the first time, I had a choice, like a conversational choice. You know, you pick one or the other. It's not, like, big or anything, but it was a new thing that had not appeared in the game to that point. So it's interesting that they're layering in newer mechanics, and that kind of leads me to the last thing I wanted to talk about before I have to run for this train real quick, is there's kind of Animal Crossing in this game. Like, the most light version of Animal Crossing, but you'll solve, like, a pretty big chunk of puzzles, and you hang them up on the wall. Like, you'll frame them once they're done, and you'll put them up on your living room wall, and then your living room wall will start to get pretty busy, and then it'll say, oh, you unlocked the bedroom, and now you can go to another room in your house, and you can kind of change the patterns on the wall. You can put some bookshelves, like, it's a very, like, put some furniture on the back wall of this mostly 2D style, like, top-down 2D game. And you can put some plants on there, and there are two other rooms. There's a bathroom, and I can't remember what the other one is. But once the living room fills up, you can transfer your puzzles to a room, like another room in your house, because you always have to put the finished puzzles on your living room wall. And it's very small, but it is nice to have the achievement of, hey, I finished these puzzles, and now they're artwork. Because they are, like, the artwork is very good. But then making it a part of customizing Wilmot's house, I think, is nice. Like, it's a very, like I said, it's pretty slight in doing that, but it's, I don't know, it just adds some coziness to it. It makes it feel less mechanical of me finishing puzzle and then puzzle disappearing and moving on to the next one. Like, there's something that is nice about putting them in a frame up on the wall and kind of, like, being surrounded by the thing that you have made. I think it's a good... That combined with the take-it-easy relaxation message in there, I generally think that, you know, it is a game with heart that could have just been a Picross-style... put the puzzle together, move on to the next puzzle, and we're not gonna, like, add anything to it. And I think that the combination of, like, the art is incredible, the music is a perfect chill vibe for what's going on in this game, and the mail carrier gives, like, a nice, it gives you a good reset, like, pause moment to engage with another human and kind of talk to them about what's going on in their life, and then go back to puzzle solving. Like, it feels like a game that has a very, very subtle message, but just by playing it, you're picking it up. It's a good time. I have really been enjoying Wilmot Works It Out. I ended up getting review code for it on PC because they are launching, or they did launch, I think, last week on the Nintendo Switch. So I put this in the review on the site, but I'm sure that you are sick of hearing about games, what would be good on the Switch, but, hey, I bet this one's real good on the Switch. I could see myself bringing my Switch Lite on the train, on this train, with me, and, having a good time rotating puzzles and, just kind of having a chill, relaxing morning before I start the day. But, yeah, that's Wilmot Works It Out. If I had to give it a score, I would give it, it's good, out of love this game. But, yeah, we'll work on scores, who knows. But cool. I gotta go get on this train. It's gonna leave pretty soon. But thanks for hanging out, and go check out the review if you like this. There's some other stuff in there that I really enjoyed writing, and it's on the site, 70% complete. Like I said, we got some more big updates going on this week. The Time Cop episode comes out. There is potentially a giveaway associated with that. So if you want to be a part of that, go download the episode, give it a listen when it comes out on Thursday, and you'll want to listen to that episode. It's good, and also there's some other fun stuff in there. So thanks so much for hanging out with me on this drive, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.